fall knows. The ground knows, creeks and banks and waves and leaves, they all know. They all know yet that there is yet more in store, more to come. After the withering, the drying up, the falling down, there will be another round, a new future, they know. They know. For all our smarts and our intellect, we're the ones who don't always know. Or at least we can so easily lose track. When the world comes crashing down around us, in all the ways that happens, and countless are the ways, right? It so easily happens that we become immersed in or consumed by the evidence at hand that says, that's it, we're done, finished. Which I suppose is to say we do know, in a sense. We can be so certain that if there's to be any future at all, that it's already defined, dictated by what is. There is a way in which we do know. But what if we live in a world that is far more alive with possibility than even we with our incredible capacities can imagine? What if we aren't finally the masters of our own destiny or demise, but that there's this great vastness to this ride that we call life that we will never fully appreciate? Of course, we're free to know what we know. And sometimes, likely more often than not, the ground, the creeks, the banks, the waves, the leaves, the fall, they all know more truthfully than we know. This is the beauty of being in touch with the created order all around us. Wisdom abounds, revelation abounds when we have eyes to see and ears to hear beneath the surface of things. In fact, there's no telling how it might come to us to perceive more clearly, to know more truthfully. Just as we can suddenly lose track, so also it can be given to us in a flash, without our searching. We read a beautiful case of that in the Hebrew Scriptures in the Book of Lamentations, where the person who's writing is the victim of catastrophic loss. His homeland invaded, the place left in ruins, inhabitants dragged off and are enduring their shattered lives in exile, no hope of ever going home. And then the further kicker. They know, like we so often know. They're convinced that all of this is God's doing. And so what we find in the Book of Lamentations is this great outpouring of grief. I'll read to you now just a little taste of it. Yahweh led me off my way and tore me to pieces, has made me desolate, bent his bow and set me as a mark for his arrow, has shot into my vitals the arrows of his quiver. I have become the laughing stock of all my people, the object of their taunt songs all day long. He has filled me with bitterness, sated me with wormwood, made my teeth grind on gravel, and made me cower in ashes. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say, gone is my glory, and all that I had hoped for from the Lord. The thought of my affliction and homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. And then, in the very next breath, listen to this. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. From third person to first person, from God as nemesis to the bearer of steadfast love and endless mercy, from total dejection to this glimpse of solidarity, loving kindness, something's happened. Hardly of this person's own contriving. Right there in the slough of despond, a breakthrough, a lifting of the shade to reveal a deeper truth. I think the deepest truth of all, love inexhaustible. There is indeed so much more at work and at play than we could ever hope to imagine. Our task is to be watchful and to welcome with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, every hint of love's new making power for life. Just as fall led us into this reflection, spring's going to lead us out with this poem called Late March. Again, the trees remembered to make leaves. In the forest of their recollection, many birds returned singing. They sang because they forgave themselves the winter and all that remained still bitter. Yet it was early spring, when the days were touch and go, and a late snow could nip a shoot or freeze a fledgling in its nest. And where would we be then? But that's not the point. Do you think the magpie doesn't know that its chicks are at risk? Or the peach trees, their too frail blossoms? The new awakened bees? All that is incipient within us? We know, but we can't help ourselves any more than they can, any more than the earth can stop hurtling through the night of its own absence. Must be something in the sap, the blood, a force like gravity, a trick called memory, you name it. Or leave it nameless, that's better. How something returns and keeps on returning through a gap, through a dimensional gate, through a tear in the veil. And there it is again, another spring to woo loss into song. Amen.